Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, July 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding several individuals, one with an active warrant and two missing persons. First, Carlos Amilcar Cruz Ramos has a local warrant for failure to appear for lewd or lascivious battery on a victim 12 to 16 years of age. And Robert Whalen Murphy has been missing since July 11th. He is 42 years of age. And also Michelle Ackley, who was last seen on July 26th around 7 p.m. on Evergreen Road pushing a wheelchair. She possibly may be wearing a gray shirt and gown. She is 5 feet tall and 53 years old. The names once again, Carlos Amilcar Cruz Ramos has a local warrant for failure to appear for lewd and lascivious battery on a victim 12 to 16 years of age. Robert Whalen Murphy has been missing since July 11th, and he is 42 years of age. And Michelle Ackley, who was last seen on July 26th around 7 p.m. on Evergreen Road, who may be wearing a gray shirt and gown, about 5 feet tall and 53 years of age. If you know of any information regarding the current whereabouts of these individuals, you are asked to contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 863-773-4144. That's 863-773-4144. Anonymous tips can also be submitted to Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, or you can dial **TIPS from any cell phone. Your local events, Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day show on Friday, August 6th. And they invite you to join the show by calling in to 863-773-WAUC, that's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to share your appreciation to those that protect us around the clock. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. This Friday is the last day to donate, and if you'd like to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy, or they can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the Hardy County, Peace River Electric is looking for a systems control dispatcher. A high school diploma or GED is required. Debut Development is hiring for labor positions in their Wauchula facility. For consideration, you must apply in person at 897 South 6th Avenue in Suite 1. You must bring a resume with you or you will not be considered for employment. Once again, you'll need to apply in person. The address is 897 South 6th Avenue, Suite number 1. You must have a resume with you or you will not be considered for employment. And Burger King in Wauchula is looking for crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred for these positions. A flexible schedule is required. all of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 101. Partly sunny with a 30% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds west at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 7. The humidity is extremely humid at 67%. Dew point 75, the cloud cover 42%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers in the morning, scattered thunderstorms, numerous showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, west winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain, heat index values up to 105, and Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Microsoft Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence Award winner AgTools is proud to announce they've been invited to participate in the UN 2021 Food Systems Summit. AgTools' focus is to drive efficiency within the global food and agricultural supply chain with a solution for accessing real-time data needed for short and long-term business decisions. AgTools offers data for farmers, buyers, distributors, retailers, government agencies, financial firms, and other stakeholders to manage volatile product categories. The USDA has a high-tech solution to your family's dietary needs that you can get directly through your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, phone, or tablet. The MyPlate Alexa skill is a digital tool for parents of infants between 4 and 24 months to receive nutrition information on what and how to feed their children based on their age. This Alexa skill is the latest on MyPlate's extensive suite of resources aimed at helping Americans achieve a healthy, attainable diet that fits their lifestyle and budget. There were 101 million head of cattle and calves on U.S. farms as of July 1st, according to the cattle report published by the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Another key finding in the report, according to agrimarketing.com, was there are 31.4 million head of beef cows in the U.S., down 2% from last year. The number of milk cows increased to 9.5 million head.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to multiminusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service says it will be conducting a referendum later this year for eligible domestic producers and importers of highbush blueberries. The question is whether to continue the Blueberry Promotion Research and Information Order. The program was developed to coordinate promotion, consumer information, and research to drive consumption of highbush blueberries. More than 98% of the U.S. blueberry production happens in just 10 states. Georgia and Florida are among those top blueberry growing states, along with Oregon, Washington, Michigan, California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Texas, and Minnesota. Florida's blueberry growers support over 2,500 full-time jobs year-round and generate an economic impact of $295 million, according to the Florida Blueberry Growers Association. Quentin Rowe grows blueberries at his family farm in Florida.
The blueberry industry now is a year-round industry. It's North America and South America. The Northern Hemisphere blueberry market starts in Florida, and it's about a 6 to 8 week season. So we're in a very narrow little patch when there really are no other blueberries in the world that are coming in.
And in Georgia, blueberries were originally planted as a replacement crop for tobacco. Today, they are the number one fruit produced in Georgia, beating the peach, producing 39 million pounds of blueberries valued at over $120 million. The referendum will be held October 8th through the 22nd.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to multiminusa.com.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended mixed after the Federal Reserve said it was seeing improvement in the economy, but not enough to start dialing down its support for it. The S&P 500 ended little change after giving up a brief gain in the afternoon. The Dow slipped 0.4%. The NASDAQ added 0.7%. Small company stocks rose. The latest company earnings have been broadly solid, though reactions from investors have been mixed. Pfizer and Boeing rose after reporting strong financial results. The Dow lost 127 points to close at 34,930. The NASDAQ gained 102 to 14,762. The S&P 500 off a fraction to 4,400. New York oil rose 74 cents, closing at $72.39 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us here at Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Tampa Bay has dropped two games behind AL East leader Boston, falling to New York 4-3. Ryan LaBarbe put the Yankees ahead 4-2 in a solo homer in the eighth off Jeffrey Spring. Rays manager Kevin Cash credited Lamar.
Lamar was ready for it and got the barrel to it. I wouldn't even consider it really a mistake.
The Red Sox home game with Toronto was rained out. They'll play two today. Chicago beat Kansas City 5-3 as the Sox increase their central lead to a whopping 9.5 games. West leader Houston has a 5.5 game cushion after they beat Seattle 8-6. It was Detroit defeating Minnesota 6-5 in 11 innings. The National League, Joey Votto continued his power surge with two home runs as Cincinnati pulled away to a 7-4 victory over the Cubs. Votto is homered in a career-high 4 consecutive games. Washington beat Philadelphia 6-4. Nats manager Dave Martinez says Steven Strasburg will have season-ending neck surgery on Wednesday, adding another frustrating year for the Nationals' 2019 World Series hero. This is Esser in Sports. NL Central leader Milwaukee blanked Pittsburgh 9-0 as the Brewers scored 8 runs in the first 2 innings. Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
It was a great start to the game for us, and we came out and took advantage of a pitcher that was struggling with the strike zone a little bit and made it easy on ourselves.
Luis Oviedo, making his first major league start, gave up 8 runs. Austin Riley hit a grand slam and a 2-run homer to set a career high with 6 RBIs, powering Atlanta past the East-leading New York Mets 12-5. San Francisco edged the LA Dodgers 2-1. The West-leading Giants now 3 games up of the second-place Dodgers. Italy action, Paul DeJong slammed a go-ahead 2-run homer as St. Louis beat Cleveland 4-3. Miami won their third straight 7-3 over Baltimore. It was Texas 5, Arizona 4, Colorado 12. The LA Angels 3, San Diego 7-4 over Oakland. Washington Capitals left wing Alex Ovechkin has re-signed with the only NHL team he has ever played for, inking a 5-year, $47.5 million deal. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com on the web. Your quote for the day: my friend was complaining to me last night that I never listen to them. Or something like that. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.